This is CliffCentral.com.
What up, it's ASAF, and you're listening to the GT Vibe. You can tune in every Friday at 1 p.m. on Cliff Central.
Yo, you're listening to the Gilmore T Vibe on Cliff Central. And I am Kanye's Junior.
Do pizza, fun and do pizza. My women, they call me sire. Everything that I desire. Tell them to change me. Tell them to change me. Tell them to change me. Tell them to change me.
Alright, welcome to the Gilmore T Vibe here on Cliff Central. Remember, this is the place you tune in when you want to know what's happening in Zimbabwe. And the website is www.cliffcentral.com. And of course, you can follow me on social media platforms. My handle is at Gilmore T Double E, and the hashtag is GT Double E Vibe. And also, the station is at cliffcentral.com. And yep, welcome to the show. And this week, I'm joined by two gentlemen. One of them is called Ganyas JR.
Hello, hello.
How you doing?
Good.
And the other gentleman is called Ace.
Yeah, what's up, what's up?
How you doing, brother?
I'm feeling good.
You've been like the man of the moment in Zimbabwe, right?
Well, still, from the last episode.
From the last episode. I mean, just in general, because you are topping the Zimbabwean music charts. You're like, you recently performed at Unplugged together with Ganyas.
That was an amazing experience.
Yeah,
it was really fun.
It was fun. But we're going to jump into that a little bit later on, but we're going to talk a little bit about what's been happening in Zimbabwe, especially concerning the inauguration of the new president, who was the president before he was inaugurated, and also the Constitutional Court, hoping that you guys were also following that, because you're Zimbabweans, so you should know what was happening.
Man, I just would pick up here and there. I didn't follow religiously like other people. Plus, we don't have ZBC.
Oh, wow.
I don't watch ZBC, so it wasn't showing on ZBC.
So where do you get news about Zimbabwe if you don't watch
online?
The national? Really?
I promise.
But then how correct is that information?
Well, I follow the more official platforms. You see what I'm...
which platforms do you follow, actually?
Like Chronicle.
Oh, okay.
When Chronicle's online, when BBC, you know...
Yeah, but then BBC is not based in Zimbabwe. BBC
still, but then they have information on what's happening.
But have you seen their, what's it called, their proverbs of late?
No.
But like the translation Shona proverbs, and then when the Shona proverbs come out on BBC, they look ridiculous.
For real?
Yeah, they do that all the time.
Man, something should just be left sacred. That's, people don't understand it.
But also, BBC should stop reporting on Zimbabwe news, because firstly, they're not based in Zimbabwe. Unless if there's someone who's based in Zimbabwe reporting.
Don't they usually have someone? I'm sure they're not pulling stories out of the air.
Yeah, but it's always twisted, though. Like, what happened to our own voice, like, talking about our own stories?
I mean, is ZBC helping?
Well, I mean, people were watching ZBC. I was watching the Constitutional Court on ZBC.
True, but, I mean, ZBC News has a history of not showing everything that is really happening.
What does that even mean?
am I lying?
No, I'm what does that even
you
mean?
You are a Zimbabwean, am I lying?
No, but I don't watch ZBC also. But I was watching the Constitutional Court on ZBC.
Well, of late, aren't we open for business?
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's why you're also watching, maybe, but you never watch, though.
Because I don't have ZBC.
Wow.
When they were doing the election coverage, I was watching ENCA.
Okay. That's interesting. And you were watching Ganyas?
Yeah, I was watching ENCA with him, actually.
No, so you don't know anything about the Constitutional Court?
I do. I was listening to it on the radio.
Yeah, actually. So tell me what happened.
They were just presenting their case, and you know lawyers can take so long to get to the point, man. Like,
but what did you get from it? Because that's the other thing that I think we need to talk about. There's
what
like
I got
so
from
much
it.
Jargon, and the general public was failing to understand what was happening.
What I get from it, they need to find a way to maybe break it down.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And to make everyone understand, right?
Technical.
Make everyone understand, because now we're waiting for results. People are not even sure what to expect. People were going in expecting that the first thing we're going to hear is a result, or the first thing we're going to hear is just the ruling.
But it doesn't work like that.
Through. Yeah, but people weren't aware of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We just got a paper handed to me saying that you guys are not patriotic on your CV. At all. Why?
I mean, you're...
After all, you're a musician, so it means that you need to
I'm talking about the news. I was talking about the news.
But ZBC is a broadcasting corporation.
And okay, think about it, man. Like when all those things were happening in the country, and mm-hmm. ZBC News wasn't posting anything mm-hmm. about it.
Mm-hmm.
We had to watch ENCA to find out. Yeah, so you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, I get it.
Let's be real.
Okay, so let's go a little bit back to when you guys went to vote. Did you vote actually?
Yes, I did.
Yeah. Why did you vote?
I voted because I didn't want whatever the outcome. To feel like I didn't play a part, or contribute. I feel like if you didn't vote and then you're complaining, I mean, why are you complaining?
What
when
were you
didn't?
Expecting when you went to vote before I even jumped to Ghanaians?
When I went to vote,
mm-hmm.
I didn't expect it to be as quick as simple. I didn't expect it to be as easy.
What were you voting for then?
I was voting for change. That's okay. What I'm going to tell you. I was voting for change, man. Mm-hmm. I was voting for a new Zimbabwe, voting for my dreams.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
So do you feel your vote is somehow being met with what's happening right now?
Well, it's too soon to tell right now.
Mm-hmm.
The outcome is the outcome. And okay. So we just have to move on and see what's going
to
happen.
We have to move on.
And
interesting
and
point. Guardians, what were you? Did you vote actually? First
yes,
of all?
I did vote.
You don't have Q-tex on your finger.
I do.
Mine comes out quicker than yours.
I did vote actually. Okay. Exercising constitutional right.
Yeah.
Actually, this wasn't my first time voting. I'm kind of old. I think it was ASAP's first time.
So. It was your first time?
Yeah. Yeah, it was my first time. The other years I was like, I
never voted.
It was none of my business.
So you guys are inexperienced.
So why were you voting? What made you just make the decision to say, I'm going to get out and go vote? Because many young Zimbabweans don't actually go vote.
Because they don't want to change the country, and we need to change that philosophy, because when you vote, you have a say.
Okay.
To who's going to be the president, who's going to be running the departments, Ministry of Education, that type of thing. So young people don't feel like the process of change. They just watch it from a distance and be like,
So they just want to see change and they don't want to partake in the change.
Yeah.
I think they feel like they can't. Like, even if they do
vote,
you see what I'm saying?
Nothing's going to happen.
Because even look at how we came out of these elections. They were so tricky. See what I'm saying? Many people are just even worse discouraged. Mm. You see what I'm saying? People feel as if they vote, but it doesn't do anything. The decisions are already... It feels as if politics sorts itself out and we just deal with it, survive
whatever
through.
That just counts.
Whatever the decisions that are made, we just survive through them.
So you reckon that... because you say that earlier you spoke about you being part of the... decision making and being part of some change. So you feel there's no democracy in some way in terms of all these things that
I doubt even like in every country. Mm-hmm. I'm sure like voting is just done for national participation.
It's like a national activity.
Yeah, they already know who they're gonna give it to. I'm pretty sure. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I think someone was telling me, I can't remember what he said exactly, but then where we must now maybe pay attention is in our mayor mm-hmm. and stuff like that.
Our
you see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
those type of things.
Do you even know your councillor?
No.
Daniels, you don't know your councillor?
We don't know them.
Very bad.
So then when you were voting, who were you voting for? Because at the end of it, you need to sort of like interacted with these people.
That's the thing.
No one pitched anything to us.
So why were you then voting for...
We were voting for the president.
We were voting for individuals.
So you didn't vote for other things.
We did, but then I didn't know anybody.
We just look at the
party. So you were voting, party. So it meant you were voting for a party when it was the councillor?
No, not even. When it came to the councillor and stuff...
It was for the party. For the president, it was for the person. Okay.
It was for a person.
So you still feel like maybe these people that are fighting to get into office, like the councillors and the mayors, they actually don't have any interaction with the citizens of the countries and the cities?
Even if they do, I feel it's very divided. Even like up to now, I feel most of the focus sometimes is driven towards a rural type of reach. Mm-hmm. So most of the information just goes to...
I think they just assume like we know what's going on.
There are kids in the streets by hand and slide, don't know nothing, don't care.
I mean, not even kids on the streets, yourself. on social media.
Yeah, the information is not there. So I think we just need a way that information can be given to young people in ways that can be understood. Mm-hmm. So first, I would suggest they understand people who are young, who can teach their peers.
But then...
who can translate
like
this whole political... jargon into something that a teen can understand.
So maybe possibly, because you touched about the Constitutional Court where you're saying that it was so much jargon.
Yeah.
So you feel that information that is being dispersed needs to be tailor-made for different groups and audiences for people to understand.
They can do their whole court thing and then after that they make a simplification of the whole thing.
Or they can just simplify it during the court session.
I don't think it's in their nature to simplify it, because the way I was hearing the lawyers, like having this big English is
adding. They sounded like ASAP, right?
or maybe if it was also kind of like taught in schools.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Maybe like the Constitution and blah, 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 blah. They do that in the States, right?
Yeah.
Mm, they do that in the States.
But it's just basically
I think yes, but I'm sure like if it's taught like from grade 7,
mm-hmm.
you see what I'm saying? Where now you start to know, oh, there are these things called a counselor, there's this thing called a mayor.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And more maybe activities that are done throughout the high school as well.
Yeah.
Learning, finding out. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. That's how I feel even people will become more patriotic, because we don't really learn much about our country and how the systems work or stuff like that. Even in history and stuff, people are doing history of other countries. You see what I'm saying? We're not ever doing or learning in high school things or how to love our country.
Even history only in primary school when we were.
Is there even history in primary school?
There is, but it's minimum, man.
but Baganyas, you when he was speaking, you said. The mayors also need to sort of like come and start interacting with people. So do you feel like people that are in leadership in Zimbabwe currently, they actually don't have an interaction with people in general?
Yeah, until
like we only see them when it's now voting.
Election time. Yeah, mm-hmm. I think with the some constituencies, I'm sure, like the Bellevue area, they've always had Modi. They know him because he's part of the community.
He's known for alcohol. But anyway.
Yeah, but you see, someone like that becomes a pillar in the community.
Okay.
People start to see you like, okay, when we want to voice something to the government or to the council, we talk to that person. Mm. I feel like that's the thing that we're missing.
But most of our people are not reachable. Once they get into power, you hardly can reach them because they feel like they're on a certain level, but they forget that it's the people that put them in that power.
Yeah.
So, but then how do we even break that? Because even seeing the mayor of Bulawayo or the mayor of Harare is the hardest thing ever a young person can have.
I feel like as Zimbabweans, we don't complain enough, man. I think the whole reason why we're in this situation is because we don't complain enough. So
but
if we see
just
anything,
complain or also have action.
Of course, it can start with talking, then leads to action. But I think we've just become so, what can I say, like, we've become so boxed.
Okay.
Like, we don't want to voice our opinions. Like, people are scared to say what matters. Because I see this all the time, even in the bus. Zim people get bad services. And they won't say anything. But when the bus drops off, then they start to talk about it. So
you feel customer service basically in Zimbabwe is a lot of rubbish.
Man, everything in Zimbabwe is not working quite right.
Like, well, this not country, everything, but say.
Okay, many things. This country has to go through like a major reset.
We need a vacation.
A major reset to shut down and then everything just build up from scratch.
Wow,
that's what I think.
All right. When you talk about that, it reminds me of when we went to Unplugged and then this lady was serving us food.
Yeah.
She was extremely, extremely rude. And then when I went to her trying to talk to her saying, listen, I was not happy with the way you spoke to us. She said she didn't have time for me. And first then it made me realize that people don't understand. They misunderstand the concept of customer is king. Because when you're offering a service, your customers are king. Your people that listen to your guys' music, they are your king.
Yeah.
Your kings. Of course, you're the mambo, but then you're the king. And then when you also go somewhere else and someone is offering a service, you become a king automatically. Mm-hmm. So it made me just realize that we still have a long way to go.
It's that thing where people have, they always, when someone is in power, they always feel it's being asked to serve is like a task. You see what I'm, they forget that's the reason that they are there.
You see
what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Now we've got to a point where people know that because we need, for example, you needed the food from her.
Yeah.
So she knows that you are still going to take that food, no matter how she treats you. See what I'm saying? They know that no matter. So people have a way of abusing that. They know people will just be strong. Rambai makashinga.
Rambai makashinga.
Strong through it. You feel me? People will just be strong through it. But like what Kanye said, we need to start complaining a bit more.
Yeah, we need to.
Like what you were saying. So what do we do? complain a bit more. Those with solutions, let's gather together and find how we can make them become more than just ideas on paper. Because while you're complaining, like what you were saying, at least if action can be done
at the same time,
you can say, okay, these guys are serious. Mm-hmm. Not only are they complaining, but they're coming up with their own solutions. And when the people come up with their own solutions, they'll find that you won't even need the people with power at the end of the day.
Mm, very interesting. So we're going to jump into Unplugged a little bit later on, but we went in before as young people, as Zimbabweans per se, and then we had the Constitutional Court, the petition by the MDC, the Movement for Democratic Change Alliance, put up a petition, and they were challenging the results of the elections. And the Constitutional Court happened. There was a lot of jargon. There was a lot of FUs that were happening. It was Latin or something, right?
Yeah.
And then after that, the inauguration just happened immediately, 48 hours later. It happened on Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What are you expecting as people living in Zimbabwe, as creatives living in Zimbabwe?
I feel like the Zimbabwean government should now take responsibility for the creatives, because I feel like we're creative leaders in this country. So if you look at any country, Jamaica for instance, what's their highest export? It's music.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
at the end of the day, that music makes tourism boom in Jamaica.
Yeah, yeah.
So like if Zim pushes the music culture to the world, not just in Zim. You can start in Zim, but to the world, and then people will start seeing, oh, that's a Zim rapper. Oh, I'm interested in the Zim culture now. So what do you guys do? Then they might come visit our country. We might have some tourism, creating jobs. It's all about exposing Zim to the world, and I feel like right now the world is watching Zim.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of attention on Zimbabwe, and we need to take advantage of every aspect.
We need to maximize that, because plus, Zim is a great country, man. It's a very,
it's a great small country.
It's a very nice country.
It's a mess.
If people come here, they'll fall in love with it, and who knows, they'll tell more people about it, and people will come. So just empower the artists, give us the platforms, and please treat us on the same level as the people you bring into our country.
Okay, is there a story to that one, or it's another story for another day? It's a story for another day. But then when we look at our current structures in terms of government, because at the end of it all, us as normal citizens, we're part of the government at the end of it all. I think people don't understand that.
Yeah.
You're part of the government, you're part of what...
the moment you pay tax.
You are part of it.
You're part of the
But then the people that are in certain positions sort of like lack some sort of like balance in terms of age and gender and things like that. I feel like this is my opinion, I feel like we're quite far in terms of representation. The day someone hears the arts, we're going to have someone who's a bit younger in the government, don't you think?
True. We're still a bit far, like what you're saying, but I don't think for now we should depend on the government to like help artists.
Okay. So what would you propose?
Because let me give you an example, because now, like what we're saying, because of everything that's happening in the country, there's so much attention on the country. So for example, people who are now pushing things online are becoming, their grinds are kind of going well. It's because there's attention on Zim. Everyone wants to know what's happening in Zim. So you find artists are doing well. All those, but then the people who are working in jobs and whatever are not doing well. So for me, what that gave me an showed me basically was whether or not politics is going well or bad, artists can still thrive. That's what I've noticed.
But how many of us realize that? How many of us have that realization?
Not many, unfortunately. But then to those who do, those who, like what you're saying, those who can recognize the time and say, people are now coming into Zim, people are now into Zim. Let me just make as much noise
as I can.
So then what are we doing with our bundles and social media, like if we're not taking advantage of that?
That's the
or also getting that knowledge.
It's also like people don't believe it's possible. There's still that the arts is still a fairy tale type thing, type scene. That people who have normal jobs are the ones doing like the real work. You see what I'm saying? And then those who are making the songs, those who are making the movies, those who are doing the fashion shows, they are not doing real work. But then at the end of the day, to keep a nation balanced, to keep a people balanced. Everything has to be there.
Yeah.
They are telling me if Ja Praiser didn't make that music, what were we going to be playing when we were marching with the soldiers?
Marching with the soldiers.
I'm asking, what were we going to be playing?
Yeah,
you see, were we going to be marching in silence? No. It needed there to be a Ja Praiser.
So do you feel maybe it's ignorance per se? Because we have that knowledge for us to be able to have TV, it means for someone to actually read the news, they have to be some sort of like a creative because they were taught how to project their voices. For someone to be able to sing the song that plays during the news, they need to be creative. So do you think we're just being ignorant?
No, it's ignorance. It's like for like the thing that I said about music in general. The people with the platforms right now are the ones who feel like they have all the power.
Oh yeah,
you see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
because they are the ones who the masses turn to the radio or the masses turn to TV to find the information. You see what I'm saying? So now they feel because the people are turning on to their radio station, that people are looking for their radio station.
Yeah.
People are looking for the artists.
Yeah.
People are looking for the TV TV program.
Yeah.
Did you see what I'm saying? That's what they're that's where the confusion is. But slowly but surely, like what I said, the people are starting to fall in love with the actual artists. The artists, because of social media, are now finding ways to reach the people without these
platforms.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So
and
now
on that, I think what Kiyomo said, talking about bundles, you see how the Nigerian music industry has grown so much. It's because data is cheap.
So you reckon we need to...
Yeah, we need to appeal to some of these...
But if we make data cheap...
What I'm saying is... I'm done appealing to these.
You're saying.
Yeah, that's what
but
I'm saying.
But then it still has a point.
How long are people... Even, not even just for music's sake.
True.
Even for
just
people's
for
business
call.
Sake.
Yeah, yeah.
People
yeah.
are complaining that my bundles are being charged.
But if we reduce the cost of the bundles, then Strive myself won't be the billionaire from Zimbabwe.
And also remember...
And his wife will lose some money.
And also remember, we're a bit of at a disadvantage because they feel that we are not anything real. So
they feel like we still need them.
Exactly. So obviously you can't go up to them and say, reduce. You see what I'm saying? You have to show them that they must reduce.
But then there's other networks though. So maybe if
we... All of them.
I think in Zimbabwe there's a lack of competition in every service delivery. Like,
so that's why customers...
Everyone is hogging the market. And you know, how many places can you go to? I don't want to name drop, but let's say you go buy chicken, you get rubbish service, then you know the next alternative. Okay, I might get good services, but
it was maybe less rubbish.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so
it's still rubbish.
So yeah, so I think we need competition in this country for us to thrive. Like, people should stop hugging all the spotlights.
All right, Azef talks too much. If you're listening to us, you can get hold of us on our social media platforms. Our Twitter handle is clipcentralcom and the hashtag is GTEEVibe. So I'm going to go to the hashtags that are trending on social media right now. Zimbabwe is at number one. And there's a question that I just saw on Twitter, a question of interest that says, does Zimbabwe need two vice presidents? Already the country has 82 cabinet regional ministers plus their deputies. The government's wage bill absorbs nearly 90% of the budget, leaving little for development. Is this the reform Mnangagwa promised my foot? This is that's not me who was saying that. It's at George Aiti. Do you think we need two vice presidents in Zimbabwe?
I don't think so.
Why?
What do you need two for?
No.
What do you need two for?
But who's going to assist the president if we don't have two vice presidents?
The vice president.
And the other two.
No, maybe he needs two of them, one on the right and one on the left.
Getting paid a salary. Like what that person...
That money
saying.
Could be going to
you
the
see
people.
What I mean?
Or the development.
Yeah, but that's just one example.
Okay.
They can do what they want.
Oh, they can do what they want.
We just want the country to be better.
Okay.
I don't know politics. You see what I'm saying? We just want it to be G. That's what we want.
Wow.
Right? They are the ones in politics. They know how to work it out. That's why we vote for them. They are not voting for us.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
That's why we vote for them. They know how to sort it out. So I don't see why we need to be coming to solutions when we're voming for them. They come,
but then
they
come into solutions, because after all, everything that they decide on,
now the president police or the government police, where when they are always flopping, then we as people must be... Then what do we need them
we
for?
Must pick
let
up
us
the
just be communists.
Let's just rule ourselves.
Yeah. You see what I'm saying? No, but you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? They should lead. leaders.
So you
lead.
Feel, you feel they're not leading?
I don't think. Look where we are. Where are we? Where is Zimbabwe right now? No, where is Zimbabwe right now? It's not good. It's not good. Yeah, we've just had the inauguration, and so we can't speak much right now. We're just gonna let it play out and then see.
But so should up we just to now, let it play out, yes, or we should partake in the playing out?
That's what we've been doing for so long.
No, think about it. No. Obviously, we can't. And it's a new dispensation.
Yeah. Oh, but it was a new dispensation since November last year.
Not really.
Yeah, okay.
Not because now this is the official inauguration.
So this is the official. But right? We were already on a new dispensation last year.
True, but it wasn't official. That's why we had to do elections.
Oh, right.
You see what I'm saying?
But elections were bound to happen anyway.
Yeah. True, but then they needed to happen for whatever outcome to be officialized.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? So now it's official. So now we wait and see. Things have been promised. What are those, all that jazz?
You need spaghetti rolls, my brother. You need spaghetti rolls. There's another tweet from the Virgin Prince of Cheetown. It says Zimbabwe does not need prayers anymore. Those who are praying and fasting for Zimbabwe to get better are either wasting their time or they don't have money to buy food.
Yo.
Have prayers ever worked for this country? Yo. No. We need planning, discipline, and other strategies. Mm. Your thoughts, Ganyans?
Damn. Yo, that's deep, man. But for some strange reason, I'm very optimistic about Zimbabwe, guys. Like, for real.
Mm.
I feel like we should just wait and see, but at the same time, it's a new Zimbabwe. It's something new. Let's give it a chance. Because we've been... So maybe someone who's been praying for Zimbabwe, the prayers are going to start getting answered now.
Or they've worked, maybe.
Or they've worked. Because looking at the climate, let's just see. Let's be more positive, because negative energy attracts negative things. So we don't want that. Let's just be positive as Zimbabweans, and then we'll see what happens.
You guys know of Peter Ndoro. He reads news on the ENCA. So he tweeted saying that the elections are over in Zimbabwe and President Mnangagwa has promised to turn things around. Mm. One good place to start is making the tourist experience a great one. The hotel I was staying charges $10 or 145 rand for an egg and tomato sandwich. This is not a memory one wants to take away from Zimbabwe.
Yeah.
Let's talk about domestic tourism. Just touching on what he's talking about. Do you feel like of late, how many times or how often do you guys travel to these touristic places in Zimbabwe?
Very few times.
But why don't you travel?
Because the money to travel,
so do you feel like that's like what Peter is saying? Do you feel that's the first area that they need to start?
Yeah, this is rubbish, man. Like, I mean, the new Zimbabwe hotel, what? Bro, people are in line.
We just want
the domestic people, you feel me, are feeling this pain. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
They tell me when a tourist comes, they know they're going to spend money.
Okay.
The tourist is going to come and
spend. But don't you think still the tourism industry is
an important thing? But I mean, I think tourism has been doing all right. We are a big force for crying.
Yeah, but for Zimbabweans, how often do we travel? Do you think domestic tourism in general for Zimbabweans is easily accessible?
Well, no, because people are not even in love with the country. So no one is even in some less
travel. People are in love with the country. That's why you're
really
in Zimbabwe.
I doubt people are not doing like an essay, like people go on road trips and all that jazz. Do people do that here?
Because the resources are not there.
That's true, but then even when the resources do come, people are not doing it. People are going to go to South Africa. People are going to go to where? Am I lying? People are going to leave. When people want to do tourism, they're going to leave. No one is going to think about
it. But it's beautiful, man.
Why are you saying it's a double-edged sword?
Because I feel like the people with money, because I've seen, okay, I won't say people's names, but I know.
You can say it's fine.
A couple of friends, they go to Vic Falls every December. It's a vibe. They go to the carnival. I think it depends, because a lot of people are too worried about what they're going to eat, first of all, than to think of going to Great Zimbabwe or to go to Vic Falls.
What are we going to eat? It goes back to that. Towards via work or school trips, university stuff.
It goes back to what you were saying. It's an entire cycle. Like, everything needs to connect. Yeah, everything needs to be functional. So maybe one part of that whole circle is functional and the rest are just not functioning. Yeah. So there's no way it can power the entire wheel to move forward.
Yeah.
Hmm. At least you're sounding educated, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
See?
Right, let's talk about your music. I think we had enough of the updates of what's happening in Zimbabwe. But if you guys are listening and you want to let us know what happened in Zimbabwe, you know what to do. Go on our social media platforms and tweet me at GilmoreTWE and also tweet at Ganyas J. How do you pronounce, how do you, can you spell it out? Because people be like,
it's
what is
GANYAZJR.
Okay, Ganyas JR. And ASAP, what's your handle?
It's at the boy ASAP, ASAPH, the boy ASAP.
All right, yeah. You guys just performed at the Unplugged. Yeah. How was that experience for you guys?
Oof. It was nice.
It was dope.
It was nice.
Had a great, it was a great time because people were vibing to the songs. Saw a lot of faces from Bulawayo in the crowd.
What was different about Unplugged from the other platforms that you've participated in?
People actually have a great time. People came, like, they came out to have a great time.
People came out to hear Mambo.
I'm trying to pick a difference. Just the vibe was great. I mean, I think it's because also since it's the time is limited.
Mm-hmm.
It ends at 10, right?
Yeah, the performance is ended.
Yeah, so it doesn't drag on and on and on until you just want to go home. You see what I mean?
So people know that I only have this time
to have fun. So then they maximize and have a great time. So that's what I like about it.
All right, so it was completely different from the other places that you performed.
Not completely different. I seen Lake July.
Mm.
It's kind of the similar vibe. I guess it's just maybe Harare, especially because there'll be lots of people from universities and stuff that are from all over the country.
Yeah.
So there's just a different type of vibe. Mm-hmm. Just a different type of vibe. You hear people speaking Ndebele, hear people speaking Shona, it's crazy.
So basically, that's the tourist, that's the local tourism. Yeah, I think.
I'm like the local tourism.
Partying in Harare.
Party in Harare. Yeah. Ganyas, how long have you been doing music?
Damn. Oh, I've been doing music for a very long time.
Mm.
But let's to say professionally or something structured, 2009.
So we are almost like celebrating your decade. Right?
Yeah, we're almost.
Decade is like next year.
Yeah.
Yeah, and what did you pick from the Unplugged? I mean, throughout this, so obviously 10 years you've been doing music, but then what did you pick from Unplugged that you thought, this was dope? This was bad. Besides the woman who was refusing, was being rude to us, giving us food.
Yo, like, guys, I won't lie. Because when I went on stage, I was just focused on the performance. Like, the first few minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Then when I looked up and started to see the people's faces, man, that was really nice.
Don't you, like, freeze, though, when you're up there?
No, you can freeze, but it shouldn't show. It shouldn't show. You can freeze by yourself, like, oh, damn, snap, okay. But it shouldn't show. It shouldn't jump either, or should I say? But yeah, it was nice. The crowd was really vibing. Like, they were really vibing with the songs. I really like that.
And when you perform, how is your vibe prior to performing?
It depends.
Because it says it was freezing, he froze. So I'm thinking, do you freeze or what's
like
your vibe?
I get lots of pressure. Okay. So, because I'll be just trying to focus on and seeing myself on stage and doing well. Mm-hmm. So that's what I close my eyes and try and envision. I'll be trying to go through every line of every part of the song so that I know that, okay, I've seen it. Uh-huh. I've seen how this performance is.
But you've never had a moment where you forget your lines and you're performing and then you're like, what's the word? What should I say?
I know it happens. It happens all the time. Maybe something distracts you or it happens a lot.
Or if you maybe checked out in the crowd, maybe someone that you guys like and then you're like,
you're performing. You see like an ex in the crowd. The one that you really
but what
love.
Happens when you see
then
that
you're
happen?
Stuck. You just have to continue. You have to focus. Remember that now. Because even from stage, I saw lots of people I knew.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? From the city. But then I knew that, no, this was still working, so I can't be...
Yeah.
Unless you're having fun with it. And you can say, hi, how you doing?
Yeah,
you can do that. Have fun with it. So it depends on how you can play with your distractions and make them exciting.
But when you see someone that is familiar, doesn't it like sort of like boost your confidence?
It does.
On stage, you're like, someone. And then you also see them vibing.
Yeah, it does.
Sort of like does it somewhere. Does. But what if you see your ex in the crowd and then doesn't
then it makes you kill more.
You're
like, they must see that I'm the star.
Maybe they might want to come back.
I'm the star. What are you guys currently working on? Because I know you have a new single that's coming soon.
So I'm working on an EP called Mambo.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm still not yet sure when I'm going to release it, between this year or next year, depending how Mambo does or continues doing or stops doing. We'll see.
Mm-hmm.
So then The second thing, the thing is, one, I'm not yet sure. I'm going along with vibes. Plus, when I was in Harare, I got to realize that a lot of people want to do a song called Jinimbi.
Okay.
You feel me? Yeah. So, ours is nice. I think ours is the nicest. I think ours is the nicest.
All right, Ganya, you want to tell me a little bit more about the Jinimbi song?
Oh, damn, man. That song, it just came about, basically. We were relaxing. Was it on a Saturday?
Yeah.
We were relaxing on a Saturday. He had sent me the beat prior, like the day before. So I heard the beat. I'm like, damn, it's got a bounce. But we didn't come up with anything. So we just, we played it, we sat down, and then the song came about.
And just wrote to it.
But why Jinimbi of all places? Are you guys trying to suck up to Jinimbi because he's like the popular guy with money in the
world? No, we use his name because he's the trending guy with money. Yeah. Right? Okay.
But at the same time, he's not trying to suck up to him?
No. Because even if you look at the verses, which are the most important parts of a rap song.
But also we're the not name. Even talk, we're even not even talking about.
Well, it's Jinimbi rich. That's like saying Jesus holy. As rich as Jinimbi, basically.
Yeah.
I want to be as rich as he is. It's not about him. I don't want to be him. I don't want to be...
Basically, obviously, when I see the first time, I'm going to think, you know, you judge a book by its cover.
True.
Judge a song by its title.
Well, on that, I mean, music below... When we make music, like what you're saying, the listener is king. Mm-hmm. I don't mind what people can turn the music into.
Or translate it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Obviously, there's my initial, mm-hmm. what I intended it to be.
Yeah.
But people obviously take it and run with whatever speaks to them the most.
True.
But if you were to ask me what my initial intention was, it was just that thing of, you know what, I want to be Jinimbi rich. Mm-hmm. That, and I, because I even said,
so
I want to be, because Jay-Z is not relevant to us.
Okay, so I wanted someone relevant.
Yeah, but something
could be
relevant.
Something that you can reach.
Well, like I said, he's the one that's trending right now.
But then Mugabe is trend all the time.
Well, funny money, bruh. I don't want weird money.
Okay.
So yeah, that's basically what it is, to enjoy life, because when you watch his clips,
mm-hmm.
It's back to that. I mean, when you watch his Insta stories and everything, he's having a good time, saying, "Oh, my car, man, I want that too." You see what I'm saying? I want that too for myself. Yeah,
so he's your role model.
No, he's not my role model. I just want
what he has.
I want what he has. You don't? You're telling me you don't?
Nah, listen,
people like to act as if you know.
No. The thing is, like, crazy. I never follow much of
still, but you know he's rich.
I know.
You know he's rich.
But then I know there's.
You know he's got cars.
Wait,
but you know he has cars.
Chamu, who's rich.
I don't know who Chamu is.
Exactly. So I want to be Chamu rich.
Okay. Then that's you. You see what I'm saying? I don't know why people feel. People, every time they feel a title of a track or whatever, fighting with them. No.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You see what I'm saying? That's just it's my expression of what I want. You're supposed
and I
to
think it's also motivation, man.
Translated like, to what, how you.
Whatever hustle you're doing, you can be Jinimbi rich.
Mm.
Whether you're doing music or you're selling tomatoes, you want to be Jinimbi rich.
Okay,
so that's motivation. And it's more of a metaphor. You know, a metaphor, a word that represents something.
I don't understand English. I
No, no, man. That's a song purely just to motivate the youth to become something.
So when are we expecting to get it out?
Because I have to drop with the video, so I'm not sure.
You're not sure.
Not just sure, but soon.
But
breaking the bones.
You are working on your EP. Do you have an EP or album that you?
Yeah, I'm also working on an EP, but I wanna make it as nice as possible.
Okay.
So. Possibly 5 songs, but I've got the ideas in my head, so it's just a matter of getting the right beats and executing the ideas. But yeah.
And what
I don't think it's going to drop this year, though.
Oh, next year.
Yeah.
No, that's good planning, because I think you shouldn't rush it.
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to creative stuff and things like that.
Must make sure the vibe is correct, man.
Yeah.
All right, I think we only have like a few minutes left because we're going to play you guys' songs. I'm going to play one of each song.
Cool.
And I'm hoping that possibly next time we can play Jinimbi Rich on the show. What would you want someone who's listening to just know about everything that has to do with your work and what they should be expecting from you?
Okay, for me, I'm basically a humble guy. I'm a humble guy. I respect others, so I expect people to respect
you
back.
Didn't make it, that's a humble guy.
But yeah, you can expect more lyrical stuff, more nice stuff, music with a message. That's what you can expect from us.
Pastor Ganya.
Yeah.
Pastor
ASAP is kind of rubbing off on me.
For me, man, people should just expect vibes. People should expect what I've always been doing. What I've always been doing. That's keep it. If you don't know what I've been doing, just follow back on the music that I've been making and see. You know, it's just getting better, sounding much more better, becoming more universal. Mm. So it's exciting to watch. Let's see what we can do next time.
Any collaborations? Besides, you have already collaborated on a song together, yeah. But mm-hmm. are you planning to collaborate with other people? Like maybe Kilati or Mai Charamba and Baba Charamba?
Because for me, like how I do features depends on relations. So mm-hmm. I don't like just reaching out for a feature for the feature's sake. I like to be in the same space with a specific artist, and I know their mind, they know my mind. Mm-hmm. Then at the end of that day, at the end of the day, you can make something that represents both of you well. Mm-hmm. So yeah. that's how I like to do my features. That's why I can never tell who I'm gonna feature.
Okay, so it's it goes
according to my relationships, where the career takes me. I could end up somewhere with AKA next month. You see what I'm saying?
Right,
and if the vibe is right, a song will come out.
Mm-hmm.
That's just how I work. I move.
Yeah. I work. Ganyas, this is the same for you. Or you just want to work with Kiki.
No, true. I think developing a personal relationship first is the best way to go. Like, understand that person as a person before the rap name, before the everything. But yeah, try to develop some sort of relationship, because it's even in business. You have relationships with your boss, and if the relationship is bad, then...
But you know, in the industry in Zimbabwe, there's a lot of, like, fakeness, and there's a lot of, like, bad vibes. Like, people give you bad vibes. Don't you get bad vibes all the time because you seem to be doing some sort of well, and then people give you bad vibes, and people also just translate everything
people
that you're doing?
Judge. Yeah, it's like that. People like to see you do good, but not to do better than them. Like
oh,
the minute you start doing better than them, then it's not good anymore.
Wow. Do you have like a specific thing, or you're just preaching in general?
That's just life in general. That's a lot.
Sometimes
a
black card stuff, like I want him to say, oh, so I met Kanyas yesterday and he gave me attitude, or I met Mimi and he gave me attitude.
That's just how life works.
Are we going to shut it down? Where do we get hold of you?
You can get hold of me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Ganyas JR. GANYAZ-JR on some, straight JR on some. But the social media handle.
Is it dash or underscore?
Underscore, sorry.
Private school English.
I'm not that.
Let's hear private school English.
For me, at the boy ASAP on Twitter, SoundCloud, Instagram, and Facebook.
Are you guys performing anyway soon after this? I mean, like this coming month? Is there any way that you guys are going to perform?
The 8th of September, we're in Gweru, Pablo's, with 10 Diamond and Kiki. So it's going to be crazy. Changabire Festival.
All right.
Hosted by Zimboy.
Yay.
So MSU must come out for that.
Yay. Okay. All right. And that's it?
Yeah. At Kanye's JR without the underscore.
He keeps
on all social media.
The same thing.
Instagram.
It was nice. It was dope.
It was dope,
right? All right. Thanks so much for tuning in to the Gilmore T Vibe here on Clip Central. Make sure that you tune in. Up next is O'Neal Africa.
Like
he is a dope guy. Cheers.
Yeah.
Until next week, same time.
Yeah. They say don't sound like the city dope. But if you play it in your 100 feet, I swear it'd be the sound of the city dope. I can only give you what's inside of me and the city surrounding me. Would you be proud of me? I got the courage to go and be what I wanna be. And listen, I don't wanna deal with a jump of mode. I'm trying to buy even a younger road. I like Domazana, do you wanna roll? Domazana, do you wanna roll? I know you hear me on the radio. I got the whole city singing, we young and we don't care if I'm North End. Why do I always gotta prove things? I got a flex to show him that I'm the best. Now I know he's seeing me as a threat. Shade of Greasy, I represent to the death. You know it's getting harder to hate, but one song leave the city amazed. I'm now embracing the pain. Some was even terrified of my age until the Lord showed me I could be king. And it's a movie now. I'm wanting the
top spot. Feeling like my throne. I'm feeling for job. Check the status on my boss. Doing damage in the park. Doing damage to the budget. Then you know my city loves it. Your soul number such. And I'm trying to show the youth in the burg how much power they have. Can we elevate the city with rap? Man, I swear the victory will taste better than a chicken shawarma. Ain't no black. I'm saving Wakanda. So, Mulu is a Tenerife. Mulu is a Tenerife. Motivation if you're trying to get by. Mulu is a Tenerife. Man, it's feeling like do or die. Getting high, poking prayers to the sky. Mundo es a Trinidad. Stop believing the lies. Man, the real crown hidden inside, yeah. So some may feel me and some may diss me. ASAP is a K-I-N-G.
How dealing has gone now? Ukusuta Marie. Omala mane batin is done now. Zagara bagol, kanda mador. Dealing has gone now. Ukusuta Marie. Omala mane batin is done now.
This is CliffCentral.com.